see some serious shit.
I'll be back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Critically awesome. Critically awesome.
Hey guys, I'm Trent.
And I'm Garrett.
And we're
critically awesome.
Well, this is take two for us on this particular podcast.
Yeah,
it's going to be a fun one, though. I guarantee you that.
It's going to be twice as good. It's going to be twice as good.
Because we're going to be more prepared, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's why it's going to be twice as good. Anyways, we actually have a guest on with us today. All the way from Jefferson City, Missouri. He's the host of the Show Me podcast. He has a BA in history with a minor in communications. And a professional at writing. He's a lifelong Missouri resident with his educational background, and his fascination with the myths and folklore has pushed him to create the Show Me podcast. He's also a part of the Podcast Mo group, and you can find his podcast on iTunes, Google, and Stitcher. The Show Me podcast releases new episodes every other week, just like ours. And you can follow the Show Me podcast on Facebook and Twitter. And I would like to introduce to you all Mr. Chris Cowan.
You
How
didn't
today, Chris.
You didn't tell me that we were supposed to come prepared.
Yeah, you got to come prepared, man. You got.
Oh, damn.
We thought that actually you would have a full speech and everything ready for us to go.
Yeah, I mean, I have like Kleenexes next to me and everything ready for a tear jerking performance. So
I'll try my best.
All right, Chris, how have you been since the last time we've talked to you?
I've been doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, living the dream, working hard.
So not good at all, because isn't that like the most, that's what everyone says is living the dream. It means they're actually dying inside.
Oh, I would. Well, you know. Awesome. Well, we do have a few shout outs to mention. Mr. Nate Hill, he's one of my student leaders at the College of the Ozarks. He has been Critically Awesome's walking, talking billboard for us the past couple of weeks. I am very happy with him because he's really helped our podcast grow just by him, you know, saying, have you listened to this man's podcast? It's Critically Awesome. You can find it on Google, all that other. He literally mentions every place that you can find us. And he even mentions our website too. So he's not a Patreon yet. And he's kind of waiting for this particular podcast because he's been crawling on all over me saying, hey, have you recorded yet? Hey, when is this next episode going to come out? Hey, when am I going to hear my name on your podcast? I'm like, oh, calm down, Nate.
He's getting a little greedy with that, isn't he?
A little greedy. more like he's greedy. I mean, normally we only do shout outs.
I mean, he wants to get paid for his advertisement, so that's what we're doing. We're giving a shout out.
Yes, this is your payment, Nate. I hope you're happy, and I hope that your girlfriend is listening also, so that she is now happy to hear your name broadcast to all 23 of our listeners.
hey, we have a lot more than that. Okay, we have 25.
You're right. No, 25. Actually, we've actually gone up to 38, almost 40 listeners just in the last time since we've talked to Chris, really.
Yeah.
So that's big news. You want to mention our Patreon, Garrett? I'll let you talk a little bit.
Yeah. I wanted to give a big shout out to our one and only Patreon, Mr. Cameron Mecki. He is the true MVP of Critically Awesome. Also, he's getting married this weekend.
What?
Yeah, he has his wedding this weekend.
Wow. That would have been nice to know. Cameron. calling you out.
But yeah, he actually gave us a really awesome idea, which we're not going to divulge that right now because we don't want it to be taken. But
no,
I think
later on down the road.
Yeah, it's going to be later on down the road for an awesome episode, which actually may have him guest starring in that episode as well. So, Cameron, make sure your schedule's cleared in the near future, and we'll be getting with you here in the next couple weeks or so.
We might actually be trying to contact Mr. Chris Cowan, too, to get involved with this, maybe.
Maybe he can be a judge.
I'm up for that.
Maybe even what the Oh, who was the comic book guys that we talked to last time?
Oh, Oh My Geek.
Yeah. I think that would be a really cool ultimate crossover event for our little podcast, and it'd be a lot of fun too, because you know how much fun they would have with what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, I think they would definitely.
We'll go into details with you after the podcast, Chris.
That'll work.
Keep you informed, because like I said, we don't want to put out too many details just yet, especially live on the air.
All right.
Chris, you're a little bit a part of podcast Mo. Do you want to talk about podcast Mo a little bit?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now.
Oh yeah, I'll let you talk a little bit.
I'll say podcast Mo has actually gotten me quite a few listeners. So
yeah, I think we would agree with that too. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's done a great job of networking and getting feedback from other people in the state. And I've even pulled some show ideas from it. So
what is Podcast Mo, Chris?
Podcast Mo is a group of Missouri podcasters that help cross promote and retweet, share links, and all that good stuff.
Definitely. It's really cool. It's a part of Podcast USA, which is a huge thing. And there's several different states that have their own podcast groups. I know there's like Podcast Florida, Podcast.
I think there's like Iowa, like 27 states that have it, I think.
Yeah, a little under half, or a little over half, I think. But it's really cool. You can find it at podcastmo.com. They've also got an Instagram and a Facebook that you can check out. It's definitely the one-stop shop for all podcasts around the state of Missouri. And we've got about 50 podcasts on there right now. That's pretty cool. So a little plug. Garrett, you have some big news that you would like to talk about.
Yes. Yes, this past weekend, which was the 28th and 29th of September, I had my Pedal to Cause event. And I did 66 miles in about a little over 5 hours total with me stopping and everything.
Wow. I actually tracked your journey too. I was actively watching.
Well, did you? Okay, cool. Yeah.
You're my best friend. I'm going to make sure that you're doing good. All right. Yeah. I was very excited for you.
Yeah. It was like 5 hours and 15 minutes complete total time with me doing stopping and everything. But in the saddle time was about 4 hours and 35 minutes. I have raised so far $380, which donations do not end until the end of October. That's October 31st. So make sure you go to our website and click the support tab, and then you click that big green button that says donation or donate, and that'll take you straight to my donation page where you guys can help give to cancer research for Siteman Center, Cancer Center in St. Louis. And 100% of your donation goes to researching cures for cancer. And it's awesome because, I mean, my aunt was treated there. My grandparents who passed away last year, they were treated there as well. And it's an awesome event for one. I mean, Sarah got to come with me this year, and I think she really enjoyed it. On Saturday night, they have an event called Taste the Cause, and which is where a lot of local places around St. Louis, food places, come out. They actually pretty much donate their time, essentially, because they're not, like, Pedal the Cause is not paying for it. It's I think it's maybe Edwards Jones, who's the bigger sponsor, pays for it. But you get to taste all these different kinds of foods. And at the end of the night, though, they have a part where they tribute people. And also they bring out everyone who is part of the event that either has survived or is currently going through cancer. And it's just a very very powerful event. And I highly recommend anyone who, even if you don't cycle, go try to, you know, be a part of the event. But if you do cycle, especially in the state of Missouri, go do that because it is an awesome event. I highly recommend it. But like I said, go to our website, criticalawesome.net, and go to our support the show tab. Go to the big green button, donate button, and I'll take you straight to my donation page.
Sorry, I just saw really good news. The Cardinals won the first game in the NLDS.
Whoop!
They scored four in the ninth, which puts them at, what's the score? 7-6. Boom. Cardinals won the first game in the NLDS. 7-6 over the Braves. I know that we're not a sports podcast, but we do talk about all things movies and TV. So,
and pop kind of ties in. Which is sports.
I will have to say that. We can talk more about sports if we wanted to.
Also, I have some big news for the listeners as well. Which
you have some huge news for the listeners, actually.
Yeah, do you want to say it, Trin, or should I?
It's your news.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're going to say something else.
Well, no, it's probably what you think I'm going to say. I asked my girlfriend of one year, pretty much, actually, it was pretty close to us being one year together, to marry me, and she said yes. So we're planning a wedding now, which has been very interesting so far. But
weddings are so fun to plan. I got to do mine from over 1,000 miles away. It was fantastic. I had nothing to do with it.
I bet.
I was pretty excited by that. I thought you were going to say something else, but, you know.
I also would like to ask Trenton to be my best man.
Ah! Oh, my God, yes, yes, 1,000 times, yes. While, yes, I will accept it on our podcast, you still need to get down on one knee, and we need a photographer.
I'll get down on one knee and give you a beer, and Tiffany can take a picture.
I'm okay with that. Totally okay with that. Yes, I will be humbled to be your best man.
All right.
I'm going to start working on my speech starting tomorrow. I'm going to draft 4 copies.
Wow.
And, well, there's going to be, I have to, it has to go through you first to make sure that it's appropriate or good enough, but yeah, that's exciting. I'm so happy. Sorry, I've been, I at the end of every night for my students, I do this thing called positivity of the night. Yes, that word is from How I Met Your Mother. And I make my students, we go around and we say at least one positive thing about the day or about their lives that's going on right now. So my positivity of the night for both sets of students that I had today was my best friend got engaged. And they all asked me, hey, are you his best man? I was like, well, he hasn't gotten down on one knee yet, so I don't know. Until that point, I will find out. These headphones are really big.
Yeah, they are.
Right on. So we'll move on down to our at-home recommendations. I'm still gushing because you asked me to be your best man, but still. Move on to our at-home recommendations. Chris, you have a couple on there. Why don't you start us out?
First one that I had on there was Wu-Tang: An American Saga on Hulu. It's basically a fictionalized retelling of how Wu-Tang came together. And
did you like that at all, Chris?
I've got mixed feelings about it. I wish it would have been based more in fact than what it is, because a lot of the actors, they don't look anything like their real life counterparts. I mean, other than Old Dirty Bastard and Method Man, nobody else really bears any resemblance to who they're supposed to be. So,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm really happy about the popcorn. I was dancing. No, I was talking to guys. Oh, wow. Wu-Tang. Yeah. And then what is that? Marianne?
Yeah, Marianne on Netflix. It's a French horror movie, or a French horror series, I mean. So mm-hmm. It's very well done, very creative. Got a lot of good scares in it. Some humor added in just the right moments. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other cool movies or TV shows that you've watched since? Or
About once every year or two, I'll binge watch The Shield. I don't know if you all ever caught that back when it was on, but it was a great show.
I never really got into that.
Mm-mm. I have not.
After that first season, it really starts going. So
we'll have to check it out for sure. Garrett, what about you? We'll go in reverse.
I watched, just started watching The Stump Town. Have you heard of that at all, Trenton?
I have not.
So it has, who is the actress who plays Robin from How You Met Mother?
What's her name? Colby Smulders.
She's the main character in this show. And what she is like, she's kind of an IP, private investigator or PI. sorry, not IP. She's a PI, and it's actually a really interesting show. It's one of those shows where it comes out every week or whatever on Hulu.
That's okay, Garrett. IP too.
Yeah. Do you pee pretty colors? Anyways.
I see you pee pretty colors.
That actress, and then one of the other main guys is the guy who plays Nick in New Girl. I don't remember his name for the life of me. He's also the voice of Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse, the one that's kind of out of shape. And it's a really good show. I highly recommend it. It's only two episodes in, so you're not very far behind. It just started. Been watching Community, which is a good show. It's produced by Dan Harmon and the Russo brothers, which Dan Harmon is a producer of Rick and Morty. So
wait, you just started watching Community?
No, I'm probably like on season 3 or 4 now. I've been watching it.
Yeah, Community is such a blessing until they like screwed up the final season.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, so I'll let you know when I get to that point.
Well, it's still good, but it's not as good. You know, it's kind of like How I Met Your Mother's final season. Yeah. They had a great 8-season run, and then 9th season, you were just like, oh, man, come on. go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Sarah and I started watching, since Handmaid's Tale is done for the season, we started watching Jane the Virgin, which is a pretty funny show. It's, It's very drama-esque, where it's like novellas, which is Spanish soap operas. But it's pretty good. It's a pretty good show. I highly recommend that one as well if you want a kind of a good lighthearted show, but has a lot of drama.
That's why I work at a college.
Yeah, you got that too.
It's heartfelt, but it's got a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Crazy. You think high school is bad? Well, this is going to lose us some listeners. I tried to start watching Friends.
Oh, I got to go.
Why? So it's right before it leaves Netflix?
I just wanted to try to start it. I just wanted to try to get into it, try to see what all the hype was about still. Yeah. And I could not get into it. I think it's just because I'm so spoiled with How I Met Your Mother, you know? And the fact that they made fun of Friends too, which, you know.
Yeah.
Swarly. I'm sorry, Chris, if that offends you.
Hey, you said you couldn't get into it, so you're back into my good graces.
Oh, so you don't like it either.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, good. I was going to say, that's why I was going to lose viewers, because a lot of my students are huge Friends fans, and I don't know why. It's boring. It is so boring.
I didn't like it in the 90s. I don't like it now.
It's... And they were like, oh, well, you got to wait till like season three. I was like, no. See, listen, if you want a great show that you don't have to wait for, watch How I Met Your Mother.
And then just get disappointed.
Season 1, episode 1 to season 8, episode 24. And yep. Then it just takes a big crap. So
pretty much.
So it's like Game of Thrones then.
Yep. But
basically, you know, or Lost, you know, actually Lost lost me at like season 3 when it started getting really weird. I was like, oh, man, JJ, what have you done?
He probably had a lot better things going on.
Yeah, Star Trek and then Star Wars. But that was laughter lost. Let's see here. I haven't really watched too much except for, of course, like Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm almost completely finished with it all. It is
for like
such...
the 50th time in a row?
Actually, I haven't finished it all the way through.
Oh, really?
I've taken breaks to actually watch other things and... you know, try to savor it, you know. But yeah. It's getting really, you know, getting to the point to where you're just like, man, things are wrapping up, and you can tell, you know, it's just such great stories. They have some weird ones too. Like last night's episode that I watched, they ran across this comet, a rogue comet, and they ended up melting out the outside of it, and it ended up being this weird thing that started transforming parts of the ship into like this temple. And
it sounds interesting to me because I love sci-fi, but man, I don't know if from
Oh, you would love it, Garrett. I mean, honestly, The Next Generation is right up your alley because it's got.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought you were still talking about Lost. I don't know why I thought you were talking about Lost. Yeah, no, I've watched The Next Generation. Yeah, I love Patrick Stewart.
Have you watched it all the way through?
No, I've watched maybe a season or two.
Oh, bro, you need to get it. I'm like, Tiffany's watching it by herself, and I come home and she's got Star Trek: The Next Generation on, and I'm like, I love you so much right now. So. She called me out on podcast.
Oh, but
she said with Harry Potter, though, like, you know, I don't know if I can watch Harry Potter willingly by myself. I have to have my wife along with me.
Harry Potter is awesome. Oh, Trent's on mute. That's why he's not talking.
I did it for a good reason because she started questioning me. Anyway, on to my next news. Harry Potter is a great movie. Great series.
Wait, Tiffany's still is she still reading the books, right?
She stopped reading the books because she got bored with the books.
What? The books have so much more detail.
And she judges me for not wanting to, you know, sit and watch the movies by myself, but she won't read the books.
Like, I think the books enhanced my, like, movie-going experience with the movies,
I am more in tune with wanting to read the books than I am to watch the movies alone, but I don't know. I also kind of want to still reread the Lord of the Rings trilogies.
So. I've read The Hobbit, which is actually a really good book, but I have not read the Lord of the Rings books yet.
I need to read them. Fully. But I also really want to rewatch the movies too. So anyways, next on my list is Apex Season 3. It has dropped. It is amazing. There's a brand new map. It's a fire and ice. There's just it's a huge map. And the gameplay has changed. They got a new gun called the Charge Rifle. That thing is a monster. I haven't really played with it because it's I don't know. I'm kind of partial to Titanfall 2 with the charge rifle, and that destroys Titans. But, and we have a new character. Crypto has finally gone in. I have not got to play him yet because I don't have enough points to play him. I thought I did, but I did not. Didn't save them up. I spent it on an outfit for Lifeline, and I'm kind of disappointed in myself now because of that. They have also just announced that there is going to be a new Halloween event where they are going to bring back King's Landing, which is the old map, and turn it into
like from Game of Thrones. King's Landing.
No. Wow, I never really. No, King's Canyon. Whoops.
Oh, King's okay. Canyon. Okay.
You land in King's Canyon, King's Landing. Okay, sorry. Somebody said Game of Thrones earlier, and I guess that's where my mind ran off to. Anyways, King's Canyon is going to be coming back for a short time, but it's going to be in night mode. And I don't know if it's going to be a solo event or if it's going to be a team event, but when you get knocked down, you get turned into what's called the Shadow Squad or the Shadow Cast or Shadow Squad, I think is what it's called. And basically, you're a zombie, and your main task is to hunt down and turn everybody else in the map into the Shadow Squad. But you don't get guns. You only get to use melee weapons. So it's going to be quite interesting, and they have whole new skins coming out for it. It looks really cool. I don't think I've I have not shared the skins to the podcast, but I have shared the video of it to our podcast Facebook page. So all things new with Apex Legends usually goes onto our podcast because that's the game that I love to play a lot. And of course, movies and TV trailers go on there also. So yeah, we'll go ahead and move on down to podcasts and books and comics that we've read. I have listened to Leo Gets Plays. He's a streamer on Facebook, so it's not really a podcast, but it's a stream. Yeah, the streamers and podcasts are almost the same. It's just one's visual. Leo Gets Plays is one. He's always funny. I love listening to him. He's allowed me to promote our podcast onto his stream a few times, and I know that we've gotten a few listeners from that. I also listened to the Show Me podcast this last week. And Chris, you're going to love this. Nate, the guy that I was telling you about, I showed him your podcast and he absolutely loves your podcast too. So I thought I'd give you a
kudos.
A awesome. Awesome. I appreciate that.
Because he's like, I'm looking for a new podcast to listen to, and I'm all caught up on Critically Awesome. What do you got? I was like, well, you like history and stuff, right? He's like, oh, I love history. I was like, well, check out my guy Chris on the Show Me podcast. It's all things Missouri, you know, all things Missouri history and folklore and everything like that. He's like, that is right up my alley. And he listened to it. He came back the next day. He's like, I absolutely love this podcast. This is an amazing podcast. So there you go, Chris. Kudos to you. Great job.
Well, thank you. You introduced him to it right as I released an episode about a bunch of naked hippies. So
yeah, I just listened to that episode. That was a very interesting episode.
I like the way you do your podcast. It just sounds like I'm listening to a documentary. You've got such a smooth, mellow voice, and you've got that music that plays in the background. It is such a very nice, smooth listening podcast.
Yeah, and you're not very monotone, which a lot of history podcasts, because I've tried other history podcasts, and a lot of times their voice is very monotone. And it's hard to listen sometimes to those.
You just
ones.
Got like the voice of an angel is what it is. Yeah, you can just sit back in a lawn chair or your recliner and just listen to the Show Me podcast, and you just
Trent, we already have him on our podcast. You don't need to keep sweet talking him.
You can keep sweet talking me. I don't mind one bit.
It's called promotion, Garrett.
Yeah.
I was doing a commercial for the Show Me podcast.
See, I like hearing that I have a nice voice because usually my kids are like, Dad, quit yelling.
Right? I feel you on that one because it is nice to hear that you've got a good radio voice. Garrett, I've been told by our students that we have great radio voices and that they love to listen to ours.
That's surprising because usually I think your voice sounds a lot better than mine, but that's also when I listen to it. So
there's a lot of people who, if you've listened to them, and I'm not going to mention any podcast in particular, but it's like nails on a chalkboard trying to listen to that podcast because they just have the most annoying voices in the world. And I've always been afraid that, is that the reason why nobody listens to us? But then I think it's because we're not out there as much, you know? Yeah. We need to get a Reddit, and I keep meaning to do that, but, you know. We have yet to do that.
So I've been listening to Critical Role, which is
steamroll right on into it.
Yep, which is a D&D podcast. They actually have a Twitch where you can actually watch them as well. But Critical Role is voice actors, and they get really into their characters, and it's hilarious. And they're like 2.5, 3.5 hour long podcasts, which are awesome when I ride on my bike. So I highly recommend those if you ride a bike.
So is that what you were listening to while you were doing Pedal the Cause?
Yep.
That's awesome. So on the note, sorry, I want to throw out a little bit more cool things about you and I, Garrett.
Okay.
Our podcast has actually inspired at least two of my students to start their own podcast.
That's fantastic.
What reminded me of that is Nate, the guy that we've been shouting out. He said that he started his own podcast by during his D&D nights. He has a D&D net all the time, and he's talking about – he says he's recording all the stuff that they just, you know, sit there and, you know, just BS about the whole time.
Yeah.
And also their quests that they do. I was like, you know what, that's going to get you somewhere because that's a very unique podcast. And just talking about the things that you love is what makes a podcast successful, really. And it's just fun. So – your Critical Role, I'm definitely going to have to remind him of that too because I think he'll like that.
Oh, he would love it. I'm sure he would.
He's a huge D&D fan. I mean,
like I said, they get into character, man. It's hilarious. But Noble Blood, I recommend that one. That's a good one. That's like kind of royal histories, history throughout time. And it's really good. I think Aaron Mankey produces that show as well. He's one of the producers. And then a new season just came out with Voyage to the Stars, which is a kind of like a sci-fi drama podcast where all of this whole script is pretty much ad-libbed. Is that the correct word for what I'm looking for?
Yes, sir.
Or improvised. It's improvised.
Ad-libbed.
Ad-libbed or improvised. They have a structure of how it's going to, the episode's going to set out, but all of the dialogue is improvised. So it's a really funny podcast. I highly recommend that one as well. Chris, do you listen to any other podcasts at all that you're interested in, that you listen to on a daily basis or anything like that?
I've actually got one that competes directly with yours, and that's the Glass Cannon, which is a Pathfinder podcast. About 230 episodes in now, and they do a lot of voice work, but you also get to know the people who are playing as well. It gets to be pretty hilarious at times. It's had me crying at work before. So,
what was that called again?
The Glass Cannon.
Interesting. Cool. Movie and TV news. Anything. If you need to know movie and TV news, go straight to our Facebook page. We have all new movie and TV trailers. We also have What's New with the Critically Awesome Crew. We usually bring that out. Try to bring that out on Tuesday, which we used to call Preview Tuesday, because our episode drops every other Wednesday. Now, yes, we are behind. I know this. We are going to be 2 weeks behind, but we had issues, technical issues that happened, and we're going to get that. We've got that fixed. That's what we're doing now. So we're going to try to drop this as soon as we can, and be on the lookout for What's New with the Critically Awesome Crew on Tuesday on Facebook Live.
Oh, and I think tonight or tomorrow, which is today is October 3rd and tomorrow's October 4th, which is my birthday, by the way.
Happy early birthday, Garrett. I was going to wait till tomorrow, but whatever.
This weekend, The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix comes out in theaters. So go see that.
But Phoenixes fly.
They do.
I've never really seen a walking Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Close enough. Main topic time. Garrett, go ahead and start us off.
All right. Well, this is just going to be kind of a new thing we haven't done really yet in this podcast. Just kind of a Q&A with our guest, Chris. And so, Chris, what got you into podcasting?
Well, I've been playing with audio for years. I mean, back when I was a little kid, I'd take my dad's tape deck and I'd make radio shows. And then I got older and I started recording bands and playing in bands and stuff like that. And started up a podcast years ago. And then I went back to school and had to give that up. But now I record for a living. I do a podcast on the side, and audio is always something I've enjoyed playing around with.
Cool. Yeah. I've with our podcast, Trenton kind of came up with the idea of wanting to do this kind of a podcast, a pop culture podcast where we talk about movies and TV shows, things like that. But recently I've been getting a lot into a lot of the audio aspects of podcasting, because I'm trying to figure out a way to make our podcasts sound better and just better quality, you know, things like that. And it's really interesting to see or to listen to and to find out things like that. But there's so much out there though too, I noticed.
Originally, I don't know if you remember this, Garrett, or not, but originally my grand idea for this podcast was going to watch movies in the theater, of course. And then what is the one thing you do whenever you come home from a movie? What is the one thing that you do
about it? Yeah.
You talk about the movie. And that's the one thing I wanted to do. I wanted to have that unfiltered, just fresh out of the movie theater discussion about what happens during that movie. And for the first couple months of our podcast, when we were on YouTube still, we would do that. Garrett would do that. We would have post-movie reviews. And Garrett was doing fantastic at that, because he went out, saw a lot more movies than I got to. He also brought his friends, and most of his friends were willing to get on camera with him and just discuss about, they would meet up at like a restaurant or something like that, or just right in the parking lot. They would go and discuss the movie fresh out of the gate. And it was honestly my dream coming true. Unfortunately, I wasn't the one doing it, because reasons. But it was a lot of fun, and I thought this was a fantastic idea. I knew the person I wanted to have with me the entire time was Garrett, of course, and he was more than happy to join in with me, and I'm so glad that you've been on this journey with me since 2016, my friend. See, Chris, that is what we call a heartfelt speech. I know that you're sobbing in the background.
Yeah, I wish I had one of those tissues that you said you had. So.
Oops, I forgot to switch to on air. There we go. But yeah. We have now blossomed from working on my laptop computer with the webcam and my laptop.
Whoa, Waggy.
To now that we are recording audio, going on several different streaming websites and stuff like that. Recently, Garrett, this is really cool to talk about too. We got on Pandora.
Yes, we did.
We are now officially on Pandora's podcast streaming service. That is really cool. Just one more spot for you guys to enjoy your Critically Awesome crew.
Yep.
So, Chris, what made you want to start podcast up about the history and folklore in Missouri?
Well, I used to do another history podcast a few years back, and with school and work and everything like that, I had to give that up for a while. So when I got back into podcasting, I wanted to do something that was more personal and local. So I just decided to focus purely on Missouri history and myth and folklore, because we've got a lot of great stories in this state.
A huge amount of stories.
Yeah, a lot.
Just in our area alone, I mean, with the Christian and Taney County Bald Knobbers, that's at least an hour-long episode for you, my friend. That's going to be an interesting one to hear. Plus, Jefferson City's got a lot of history, and I know that there's a lot of that in Columbia, Kansas City.
St. You have Louis. A recent one.
Yeah.
I think Missouri just has so much because of it being pretty much the gateway to the West. That, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it was a gateway to the West before Missouri even became a state. I mean, it was, that's why we have so much history, because it's people had to pass through Missouri to get to where they needed to go out West, and it just so much things could, you know, happen in between there.
I mean, it's definitely a very unique podcast, and it's amazing. Like I said, if you haven't had the chance to listen to the Show Me podcast, please do. Chris got the voice of an angel, and he plays just the perfect music to go along with that podcast. It's a unique podcast. It's a lot different than any of the other ones that you listen to out there, especially like ours. Ours is just bantering, so his is actually well scripted, and it's perfect, especially if you're not into the really long podcast. His is a nice, short, you know, 20 to 30 minute tops podcast that you can just binge listen to for a while. So, what are your thoughts about Podcast Mo?
I think it's fantastic. I love the cross promotion aspects of it. I love just hearing feedback from people and being able to bounce ideas off people. And it's been a very valuable asset.
Definitely. I mean, that's where we got to contact you. That was, you know, this show right now is awesome. I absolutely love getting, and thank you again for coming back and re-recording this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not a problem at all.
Do that. I know that it helps your show. It helps our show. We're enjoying this a lot. Yeah, this Podcast Mo is amazing.
I really enjoy Podcast Mo because, like, our like when you listen to other podcasts, especially people that make a living off podcasting, you kind of feel
hashtag goals.
Yeah, which it would be awesome to do that, but it tends to be like almost like superstar level kind of thing, you know, like a
Joe Rogan.
Like celebrity style. Yeah. You know, there's celebrities that have, you know, every celebrity has a podcast now. I mean, everyone and their mother has a podcast now, but it's really awesome to get to listen to people, especially in our state of Missouri, you know, in our own state, let alone as well as listen to people who are doing the same thing that we're doing, which is just to do this for fun, essentially. Or make some money on it, at least to break even, or, you know, stuff like that. I think that's really awesome to get to listen, listen to people that are in it in the same way that you are.
I just remember that Shooting the Dog Shit has, they're back together, but they're not Shooting the Dog Shit anymore.
No, they're like, they started doing like a cooking show now.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool that they're back together too. I don't know, Chris, have you ever heard of those guys, the Dog Shit Pound or the Shooting the Dog Shit crew?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They're pretty cool. They're really cool to talk to too. What are some of the challenges that you have with the podcast?
The biggest challenge is time, because there's a lot of research that has to go into each episode, and I've got a full-time job. I've got four kids. So finding time is easily the biggest challenge. And after that, I'd say the only other real challenge is trying to find a story that's family friendly every now and then, because Missouri has a very violent history to it. And sometimes you just have to go out of the way to tell a story that isn't violent. So
how do you keep your kids quiet during the pot times that you record?
Benadryl.
That's a good idea.
Tequila.
Cause I don't know if you've heard or not, but my wife is having a hell of a time trying to keep these kids in bed.
No, I usually just record when the two youngest go down for a nap in the afternoons, and then the oldest, they're always down in our game room. So,
mm-hmm. Do you have a soundproof room, or is it just you in your bedroom, kind of like what I'm doing right now?
I used to have a sound-treated room, but my wife and I, we became foster parents earlier in the year. And so when we got two kids placed with us, I kind of lost out on that room, and now it's covered in unicorns and rainbows and princesses. So
that sounds very familiar. I don't have a soundproof room. I'm eventually going to end up building below my house, because I have this giant crawl space. I mean, it's more of a basement than a crawl space. It's huge. I just don't have the assets to do so right now. And when I do, I am making a soundproof room. And I've told that to my wife. She's like, please do. And I'm like, whoa, what is that supposed to mean, lady? But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Chris, like when you do your research and things like that, how do you go about doing that kind of research? Because I'm sure you can probably fall down some really big rabbit holes when it comes to history, let alone Missouri history.
Yeah, and that's actually another challenge there, is trying to avoid those rabbit holes, because otherwise I'd get so far off topic and my 20 to 30 minute episode would stretch out for hours. But thankfully, I have a job where I can listen to audiobooks and podcasts all day, so that helps out. And I also work for the Missouri State Library, so a lot of the times I get to research while I'm at work. So
I was about to ask, do you just go out and like visit the locations and start talking to people around the area about the folklore of that area? Or do you strictly stay into the library and internet?
Primarily it's through the library and the internet, but I have gotten out and I've done some interviews before, and there's one lady I interviewed whose mother was one of the orphan train riders, and I learned a lot from her, and that interview actually turned into its whole episode. So
that's really cool. Cause I was thinking about that after the last time that we talked. I was like, I wonder how he does. I wonder if he actually goes out and interviews these people to get just the full embodiment of it. Cause that would be really cool. Like I'm very inspired by your podcast in general, because like I said, it's right up my alley. I love history. I love Missouri history. It's one of my favorite topics. I actually had a class in school called Ozarks History, and that was my favorite class. It didn't help that I had like the coolest teacher in the world teaching it to us. Shout out Tammy Morton.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not listening, but still you are one of the best teachers I ever had.
Might be listening. Who knows?
She might. You know, she does like the page. So I'll have to let her know we gave her a shout out. Yeah, you know, 41 minutes into the podcast. Garrett, you want to do the next question?
Yeah. So what's the last, since we're, you know, we're a movie and TV show podcast, what's the last movie that you've seen in the movie theaters?
Last one I've seen in theaters was It 2. I think so, but I'm planning on going to see Joker this weekend, so.
Did you like It too? I haven't seen it yet.
I did. I enjoyed it. I know some people have given it some slack, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
I hear Bill Hader needed a back brace after that movie.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, like I know they did really well casting. I heard that's what I've heard, like from multiple people, multiple podcasts and everything like that, that they did really well with, you know, with the kid actors to the adult actors. You actually knew who each person was, and you could tell that they did an amazing job with casting wise.
Yeah, other than the fat kid, you didn't have any trouble telling who was who as adults there.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy most about doing your podcast?
The best thing is the listener feedback, because I've had some really great feedback from various people. I've had people tell me, hey, I just caught my 7-year-old singing your theme song in the shower. I've gotten a lot of feedback after this last episode about, hey, I was there at the Ozark Music Festival. Yeah, there were a lot of naked people running around.
Oh, man. Now your headphones are probably fitting a little too tight on your head after all the feedback I've given you so far.
Oh, it's all right. It's an adjustable headband, so.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad. All right. Let's see here. In your opinion, what is the most fascinating story that you've covered on your podcast so far?
That is a tough question. Man, that one's tough. There's been there's a lot of great ones out there.
I mean, would it be better? Which one would be, what was the most fascinating one to research?
I know I had a lot of fun with the Kansas City Massacre episode because there's just so much to it. You had the KC Mafia, you had Depression era gangsters, you had the Pendergrass Machine, you had political corruption, you had the FBI, just all these factors coming together, and there's just so many different ways you could have taken it.
Okay. I live in Kansas City, and so it was interesting to listen to that one. And then of course the one that you talk about, Murder Rock, because we're from Branson, so.
Yeah, that was another fun episode to do, and there's just so much myth versus fact in that story.
So much. Even just living in this area, you still hear. I lived right next to Murder Rock, actually. And I know the owners of the land that Murder Rock sits on. And so it's you hear about that area all the time, and knowing that, you know, Jesse James just probably stood where my house is, where my mom's house is at. And it's just it's so. Ozark history is amazing. Sorry, that was the one I listened to just the other day, was your Murder Rock episode. So
have you ever gone out there with a metal detector or anything? Or
I have not. I actually haven't been out there myself. I know where it's at. I just haven't been able to go out there. And I don't have a metal detector, but I'm pretty sure I could find one and go out there someday. I just have to talk to the owners. So what do you do with your free time?
What do you like to do with your free time? Hobby? You have any other hobbies or anything like that?
I've got 4 kids. I don't know what free time is.
I thought that was a strange question too. Because I was like, free time? Is that what I read that right?
My free time is pretty much spent researching. Podcasting is pretty much my hobby. So
that's about the truth.
I mean, I know I was talking with you before we started here. You said that you play guitar. I mean, that's right.
I dabble. To say I play would be an overstatement, which I grew up on a lot of punk music. So, I mean, I can hit them power chords pretty good and pretty fast, but that's about it. So.
Oh, geez. Garrett, go ahead.
What's your favorite genre of movies or TV shows you'd like to watch?
Typically horror. But I don't get to watch it as much as I like because of the kids. So it's like, okay, once they're down for the night, it's horror movie time. So I've got to get something to wash out all the Paw Patrol and Dora the Explorer from my head. So
you like go the exact opposite of that spectrum where, you know, Paw Patrol is really happy, go getty, you know, kind of stuff. And then you got to watch people dying.
Well, yeah, I'll put it this way. Last night we were watching PJ Masks. I get the two youngest down to bed. And within 5 minutes, I've got The Exorcist on.
Oh, wow.
See, Garrett, once you have kids, you'll understand. When you have the kids in the car, you've got Disney music playing, like Moana and the Frozen soundtrack and all that. And then you get the kids out of the car and dropped off at the babysitter, and you're blasting Biggie Smalls and other gangsta rap on the way to work. So you can just drown out all that, let it go.
Yeah, but I already listened to Disney stuff without kids.
I'm sorry.
Sarah? Willingly?
Yeah. Not on repeat like you probably would, but like.
Why?
Because Sarah likes to sing to it.
Oh, yeah. I see. You've got your girlfriend or fiance now. Ooh, I forgot about that. Anyways, I did not forget about it, but I forgot that we talked about it the last recording. Free time. What are your top three favorite movies?
Top three favorite, and this list would probably change tomorrow and again the day after, but I've got to go with Blazing Saddles, The Outlaw Josie Wales, and Shawshank Redemption.
I think those were the same three last time.
Probably so.
But that's okay, because those are three fantastic movies.
It's been, 2 weeks? And I don't think I've had a chance to watch a movie other than The Exorcist last night. So,
what about you, Trin? What's your top three?
They're all series. There's Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, and Star Wars.
Okay.
I like how you referred to Indiana Jones as a trilogy and forgot about that last piece of crap that they put out.
There is no such thing as the Kingdom of the what skull? The crappy skull?
Yeah, pretty much.
Shia LaBeouf, whatever his name was.
If actually Harrison Ford gave a crap in that movie, it might have been a little better.
That's why I'm not looking forward to Indy 5.
I think it might be. I bet it might be better than we think. Hopefully. We're hoping.
It can't be any worse.
This is true.
There's nowhere to go but up.
It really can't be any worse than that, honestly.
I don't know about that.
Mine would be, I love Young Frankenstein. I always love watching that. I got to go see that in a theater one time. Phantom Events, which is like they throw on these random events throughout the country or whatever, but I got to go see it. It was actually for my birthday one year, I think, and went and watched it in the movie theater, and like the first like 30 minutes or so was an interview kind of style thing with Mel Brooks, him talking about Gene Wilder and all that. Star Wars, which probably Empire would be my favorite out of those guys. And Back to the Future, the first one. I really enjoyed the first one.
And just to jump in there with Young Frankenstein, you could even tie that one into Missouri history. On the 25th anniversary of its release date, you had, I think it was 25 people dressed up like Frankenstein, jump out of an airplane and skydive into Frankenstein, Missouri, while singing Putting on the Ritz.
Wow. That is awesome. I didn't even know that happened.
It's that town's claim to fame.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
And this is why we grab him, because now we have history of a movie from Missouri. Yeah. Kind of from Missouri.
You had superpowers, what power would you have and why?
I'd have to go with the comic book version of Scarlet Witch, just so I could warp reality to however I want it.
I would be Superman.
Superpower, not superpowers.
Flight.
Yeah, but see, if I can warp reality, I can do all that too.
I would have Green Lantern's power ring.
There you go. Yeah. But you have to have a good imagination.
And you can't have a CGI outfit.
Oh, mine would probably be teleportation.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's like you're flying, Trenton, but I don't have to put as much effort in it.
But think about flying, though. Like, you get that. Like, once again, you don't have kids, so you don't fully encompass it. But I'm picturing flying as just a time away from literally everybody.
Yeah, but I could do that too with teleporting. I could be in Paris in a second.
Big whoop. Flying is like a getaway from the wife, from the kids, from the students. You know, not that I'm saying my students are bad. I love
how you corrected that one and not your wife.
She's not.
I think you.
And she doesn't listen to the podcast.
I think you underestimate kids' ability to find you.
I could be flying, Dad. I'm hungry.
I can't remember the last time I've gone to the bathroom without hearing, "What are you doing? Why?"
A little hand coming underneath the door. Dad, hey, I have to go poop. Cool, go. I was talking about the kids, lady. Oh, she's right outside the door.
What movie or TV show universe would you want to live in?
I've thought about that one, and I've really got to go with The Last Action Hero, because that's the total cheater's answer. Because once things get dicey in one universe, I can just jump right back out into the real world, and everybody else can worry about all the trouble. And I can just jump into another one.
Oh, man, this one is a tough one.
I think last time I said, The Hobbit, or, in the Shire, which I think that'd be kind of a cool.
But are you going to be the size of a hobbit, or are you going to be yourself?
I don't mind being the size of a hobbit. I mean,
yep. If you're the size of yourself, though, you could take over so easy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind having, just having fun with my friends and not doing a whole lot.
Being a hobbit does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but imagine just going there, as yourself, and you could be like, "Hey, you hobbits, paint yourself orange and now you're Oompa Loompas, or else."
I'd go more Smiths than Smurfs than Oompa Loompas.
I'm caught in between. Do I want to be in the How I Met Your Mother world, where I'm a part of the group, or do I want to be a part of the Back to the Future world, to where I get to hang out with Doc Brown and Marty McFly all the time? That's a tough one.
Yeah, that is a pretty tough one.
Or even Star Wars.
I don't know if I would want to be in Star Wars. That's almost like Hunger Games-esque kind of thing. Or, you know.
Or do I want to be in the Hunger Games? Just want to be in the Hunger Games. I'm safe from going into the Hunger Games, so if I lived in the capital, that'd be really weird for one. But, I would have to either go with Back to the Future, hanging out with Doc Brown all the time, and Marty McFly, or being in the group with How I Met Your Mother.
At that point, might as well be Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty goes through way too much weird
stuff. And it doesn't have enough Biff Tannen.
That's true. What are you looking at, butthead? Recently shared a picture of that on our Facebook with Butthead from Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was gold.
Yeah,
what are you looking at, Butthead? Pretty good. Why you gotta be so stupid?
Have you ever heard the song that actor put out about working on Back to the Future?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. He's all like, "How was Crispin Glover? He's a weirdo."
Crispin Glover is a weirdo. He's weird in Back to the Future, but then you see Charlie's Angels, which is what we were watching right before this, and he's even more weird and more out there, because he's got hair that he snips from Drew Barrymore and just sniffs it and rubs it on his face, and
oh yeah,
he's Hollywood weirdo. And then you see interviews with him and David Letterman, and David Letterman absolutely hates Crispin Glover. So
I think a lot of people do, and that's why he's not in anything anymore.
Kind of disappointing. All right. Oh, If you could meet anyone from history, who would you want to meet and why?
I would have to go with Sir Lord Baron William Parry for totally selfish reasons, as this guy was my 27th great-grandfather, and I'd like to know who came before him and who before him. And I'd also like to know, hey, you've got this title of Sir Lord Baron. Why'd you screw it up for the rest of us, Grandpa?
That's great. I myself, I would love to meet JFK. I think that he would be a very interesting guy to talk to, sit down, have a beer with, and discuss what the world is like now versus what it's like in 1960. We'll say 67, the year before he shot and killed.
Well,
he shot in like 63 or 62.
No, 63.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yep. November of 63.
Yeah.
Because my mom said she was like 1 year old whenever he got shot and killed, and she was born in 1968.
Well, then I don't know what your mom was talking about. Maybe she was talking about Reagan. No, Reagan's 80s.
No.
But
yeah, Reagan.
No, but no, yeah, he was shot and killed in like 62 or 63. I think 63.
I will find out right now.
You're going to use the cheating, yeah, 63. The cheating Google machine?
So I would want to talk to him in 1962 and talk to him about what this world has gone to now and see what he would say about it and how he would try to go about fixing it. And then warn him about his assassination so he would have the cover-up. That would change history. Back to the Future universe, by the way. Imagine how much better this world would be if JFK was still alive.
Or it could be worse.
Or even his brother RFK.
Right? We could warn old Robert.
Teddy, not so much, though.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt was a badass.
Not Roosevelt, Kennedy.
Oh, Ted Kennedy. He killed a couple people. I heard Teddy, and I was like, the first person I thought of was Roosevelt. I'm like, well, that's completely off topic, but Teddy Roosevelt was a badass. He invented the national park.
He got shot and continued giving his speech.
Roosevelt, they're genius.
Yeah, Ted Kennedy, killed a hooker and put her in the trunk of his car and pushed it off a bridge.
Oh, wow, so, that got dark quick.
Allegedly. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Damn it, there's that Letter Kenny crap again. Yep. To be fair.
Which I don't know if you are. Are you a big Star Wars fan at all? Like,
of course.
Not you, Trent. I know you are.
Millennium Falcon right behind me.
Of the original trilogy, I am.
So out of those three, because I'm going to assume you didn't really like the prequels.
No, they were awful.
How about the sequels? What do you think about those?
I think the prequels left enough of a bad taste in my mouth to where I just couldn't get into any of the newer ones.
Wow. Okay. Out of the first three, which one was your favorite?
Empire. It's not even a question. It's Empire.
It's not even a question. And I've tried asking that question to other people because yes, you've got a great base with A New Hope or Star Wars.
I mean,
Empire Strikes Back is the best sequel. It's the best. It's the meat of the sandwich. And then Return of the Jedi has Ewoks, which is the 80s '80s version of.
And the thing that's always got to be about Return of the Jedi is that when the Ewoks first capture Luke and everything, they're planning on eating them.
Yeah, it gets pretty dark.
At the end, you see charred stormtrooper helmets. And they're all having this big festival and feast. And so you're wondering, is like, are Luke and Leia chowing down on stormtroopers with the Ewoks?
It's possible.
Hey, when in Rome.
It's very possible. Like Trent was saying, the Star Wars or New Hope is pretty much its own movie. It could be its own movie. Like it wouldn't even have to have a sequel, honestly, and you'd be fine because it begins and ends perfectly.
Yeah, it's a standalone story.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't know that they were going to get a second one until later on. But, yeah, I would agree with Empire is my favorite. I always laugh at the part with R2-D2 and Yoda when Yoda's just beating the crap out of him with a stick.
Have you seen the bad lip reading of that?
Yeah.
I've got to sing that to my 2-year-old every night before bed.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you know, it's yeah, the those trilogies are pretty awesome.
Let's see. I had something. I really did.
Don't lie to us, Trenton.
Oh my gosh. It was Star Wars related. I have the original. That's what it was. Empire Strikes Back was pure gold when it was not remade.
Which actually, I think that's the one with the least amount of stuff, that when George Lucas went back in and edited it.
No. He added a whole scene with Jabba the Hutt and Han Solo, which was already recorded, but he...
That was in A New Hope.
That was A New Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and... Well, shoot. Because he did add a bunch of, like, random animals, more stormtroopers, and just stuff walking right in front of the camera, and that annoys the piss out of me.
That was probably New Hope. Because New Hope and, I think, Return of the Jedi... He added a lot more stuff.
He added Hayden Christensen at the end, which I thought was pretty good. That was an okay add-in because, I don't know, that was back when he was still a Jedi. And I thought, I honestly, yeah, I'm going to, you know, probably get chastised for this. I liked Hayden Christensen's performance, some of him, in especially Revenge of the Sith. He did really good in that. Now, Attack of the Clones is just utter dog shit,
yeah,
and that's because of the writers. But, you know, it's still, you know, he still tries his best to make the best out of a terrible situation. When he's got George Lucas writing, directing, and, you know, anything he can.
Well, George Lucas is not a actor's director.
He's definitely not. And he's not a very good writer either.
No, he has the ideas, but he needs someone with more better way of writing and creativity.
More emotion. George Lucas is very emotionless.
Yes.
He likes to think he is, but that whole love story between Anakin and Padme was very rapey, in my opinion. You know.
Oh, all right, before we get she only had 20 years on him.
20 years. I hate sand. It's just so coarse, rough.
I don't think she was that old. Wasn't she? She was like 16 or 17, wasn't she?
I don't remember.
She was the youngest queen. I think she was 12, and
No, she wasn't that young. I think she was like 14 or 15. She was the.
And he was like.
He was like 10, I think 8 or 9. Or no, 9 or 10.
I think he was 8.
No, he was. He was because, supposed to be 8, but then they made him 10.
Because he was too old to get into the Jedi Academy, so.
Anyway, before we fall down the Star Wars rabbit hole, let's wrap. I think it's about time to wrap this little guy up. What do you think, Trenton?
I guess so. Chris, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you at? Where are all your social medias and your website and your... How you want to get them in contact with you.
So you can find the Show Me podcast on Twitter and Facebook. You can listen in on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, pretty much anywhere, wherever there's where you can find the feed. Or you can just go to the direct link at theshowmepodcast.com.
Right on, right on, right on. Well, you can find Critically Awesome. Oh, we've got a website, criticallyawesome.net. Or if you want to get in contact with us directly, email us at criticallyawesome2015@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. We don't use our Twitter very often, but, you know, if you want to use it, we're there. Also, you can hear us for your listening pleasure, for your ear holes. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, and more. Guys, it is always a pleasure doing this. Chris, I had a blast. I know Garrett did too.
Yeah, definitely. Really, right? Definitely really enjoyed having you on the podcast again.
Well, I enjoyed it as well.
Right on, Chris. Well, guys, we will see you next time. Garrett, if you want to go ahead and do your closing.
All right, yeah. Before we do that, but I'd like to give a big thank you to Chris for coming out on our podcast. You know, we hope you enjoyed being on the podcast, and maybe later on we can do this again, definitely.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I am Garrett, and I am Critically Awesome.
And I am Trent, and I am Critically Awesome, and we will see you guys on the next episode. Bye.